KCNKJL, T8MXT, listening to the hotspot.
KCNKJL, sounding good on your hotspot.
I think it's working okay. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Audio's a little hot, but still sounds pretty good.
Appreciate that. Had some real challenges here with PiStar updated their software. Didn't work. Matter of fact, then I discovered they've updated it 3 times because of errors. I'm now on WPSD, and it seems to be working better.
Yeah, you might want to turn your mic gain down just a little bit because it's, like I said, it's a little high. You're blasting my doors.
That'll be my next learning experience. Thanks for the information and report.
Not a problem, sir. What's your QTH? Where are you located?
I'm physically in Northville, Michigan.
Try that again. Where in Michigan? I'm sorry.
Northville, Michigan. I'm a West Sider. I'm listed in Hancock, which is another address of mine. That's in the Upper Peninsula, but physically right now I'm in Northville. That's Farmington Hills, Novi area.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know Northville. That's my service area. Okay. Yeah, I'm in Ogama County here on 75 North. My own QTH is Memphis over at McComb. But you're sounding really good. So you got it working. All I can do is bring your mic gain down a little bit, and I think you'll be golden. KCKJL.
KPR. Tom, are you covering me? KPR. KCKJL. KPR.
Hey, BAPR, KCKJL. How's it going, Phil?
Okay, I just put this radio DMR in my car here. It's calling out, but nobody's answering, so. You hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good. A little hot, but you sound good.
All right, so you're saying I need to turn the mic gain down a little bit?
I'm up here by West Branch, so not sure how good the signal is. But I'll be out in a minute. I'm not ready to stop off at a rest area, stretch my legs.
Okay, well, I'm where I need to be, so I got to run in. All right, I'll have to adjust the mic gain here. Drop it down a bit, I guess. KPR.
KPR. I'll be back out in a minute.
WAVD from KEAWUO. Were you looking for Wally John? NAWRO.
Yes, sir. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben. I just hung up the phone with him. Do you want me to have him give him a ring when you're here, if you can?
You don't have
NAWRO. I might be able to assist with that and the fact that he's not coming to the meeting tonight.
Gotcha. Okay, figures. All right. Yeah, no worries. Kind of maybe on his radar so he doesn't, the charger doesn't end up in the, bottom of a pile in a corner somewhere and you can't find it or something, just want to stay on top of it.
Yeah, by all means. And I owe you a small list of tasks that I saved up till after the set. Something similar would be like there's apparently 2 Skywarn certificates you can get online, but I'm not sure the system accounts for 2. Jeff uploaded both, but only 1 shows up in the file. So let me get these all sorted into tasks, and you can do them at your leisure.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Are they both for Skywarn? There's the MetEd, certificate that I originally had, and then there's this new Skywarn specific, you know, from National Weather Service. I assume that's not what you're talking about. There must be some other tier of Skywarn or something.
When you do it online, there's two certificates. I'm a little unclear on which one we would account for the actual Skywarn. One is in his file. If you go to WHTV's file, you'll see the one. But then if you go to his record page, there's two. I went ahead and proved it anyways, even though I don't have a copy of it. But then you go to the weather page or the Skywarn page, they do clarify that there's two certificates. So it's a somewhat confusing. I think we have to look at it. And, of course, we have to just basically have one on file and find out which one on the online is the controlling one to be considered credentialed for Skywarn. So to be figured out. I am a little unclear myself.
All righty. Well, very good. Good to know. I will keep an eye out for that and keep an eye out for all your tasks and try to knock. I think there's a few that came in before the set, too. So I think there's probably a good amount that I need to sit down and kind of take a look at and try to resolve. So thank you, sir.
I don't know. Thank you for doing it. And by the way, it's not a long list. It's a Silent Keys still showing the active roster. So as a workaround, I made the one resigned instead so you can get to it. And the date and time stamp for when people throw their applications in, it's in UTC. And sometimes that affects the date their application is received. So UTC time changed to local, Silent Keys fixed, and dealing with Skywarn. I'll put them in tasks for you, and we'll work on that. And the other thing I'm doing today is four task books. I don't think the PDF is a fillable PDF is available yet. Is that correct?
You know what I should do is I should send it to you, because it is, but we'll probably just have to remove some of the signature fields that are on there, because there's like 100 and nobody wants to use, you know, Adobe PDF signature, you know, workflow. It seemed like there was a way you could just kind of sign one and then click the others and then they would all go sign, but I haven't figured out how to do that. And it's just really cumbersome to mark, you know, a whole bunch as signed, a whole bunch of fields in the same document. I don't think we'll do it that way, but I just gotta fix that. So, but I think you could limp along with the one we have, and then we'll just print it out and sign it manually, and that'll just be easier. And then they can fill out the stuff that they need to fill out, and then when it comes to signing, we'll just do that manually and ignore all the signature fields. But I tried to make it so that we could do it all online, you know, but there's kind of no point because you got to kind of get with them, and all our sign-offs are in person anyway, so it really just needs to be printed. So probably don't need to worry about it. So I guess in that case, it is done, and you can probably use it. I'll run up to my car. I didn't bring my laptop in, and I'll grab that and bring it in, and then email that over to you. It might be in the IT folder. I forget where it is, but there is a document out there floating somewhere.
NAWRO. Yeah, I agree 100%. That's exactly what I need. The signatures would just be a future version if we go fully e-version rather than paper. But right now we are on paper. And it's just the initial creation of their paper log. It helps to replicate because, you know, all pages have their name on it, and it appears that you already have that working. So with four new members, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I could use that. So I'm happy to go in whatever file it's in. Just let me know. I'm on desk today. So, and, of course, I'll see you at the meeting tonight, too. Thanks. N-A-W-R-O after you, John.
Alrighty, I will talk to you shortly. I'm going to run outside and grab that, and got to make one other pit stop along the way. So you should see it by 11 at the latest.
Understood. NAWRO.
KEAWUO. Clear. NAWRO from KEAWUO.
Yes, sir.
So I did some digging, and so far I'm not finding that fillable form. I think it must be on my documents on my home computer. So I might not be able to get that to you until after the meeting tonight, if that's okay.
NAWRO, that is perfectly fine, John. This is not a high priority. We may meet with them like in the next meeting, so that would be the 21st. So I'll have plenty of time to get those four steps secured. And let's just do these are very close to the photo and they're like almost up to level one. So I'll pre-sign them off to level one. But to make a long story short, that's perfectly fine. I do appreciate it. Then I will work on a few minutes of it. Good job. But it's just those three things, not a whole bunch. Back over to you.
Just real quick, do you have the right antenna in use right now? Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, but that was a little bit hard to understand and hear over here. A little bit of static, and I don't know if something's up with my radio or something is up on your side, but that was weird. I don't ever remember hearing you like that.
And so turn the power up to high, and yes, the antenna is correct. Let me know if you need any repeaters. I'll copy.
Have him check his microphone that he's not covering his microphone.
Yeah, just confirming you're hearing strange audio from him as well.
Yeah, it's quiet. Like either the gain is down to zero, or it's like somebody put the finger over the microphone hole. You know how you're like distant. That's what it sounds like to me, anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. It sounded fine this morning, so something happened between this morning and now. But all right, I think I copied them. So I'll give you some time to investigate and look into that, but I'll be here monitoring KEAWUO.
Hey John, I switched to the Kinect Systems HT out in the front porch. NAWRO 1234. How copy?
That one's real good. That one sounds like your normal signal. What one were you used by there? I'm just curious what you were on.
Yeah, I was just on the video, my normal Kinect system radio, the one with the DSD.
I copy your all. You're a little low, I guess, in the RSSI. I see a 120.6, but I copied all. You know, you're coming in. That was one. The other one was 115 and 108. So you're coming in pretty good. It's a little bit of loss, but overall, I understood all, and you're coming in a lot better now than you were. But your earlier transmissions were great. You know, you were at like a 91.2, so you were getting in real good, but something seemed up with the audio. I'm not sure what happened there, but okay, well, copy all. I think I will be clear on your final, and I will get those over to you tonight. So, KEAWUO, over to you.
KEAPR.
I got you in there, Phil. Yeah, I'm in HT in the driveway, Richmond down to Mount Clemens, so this is probably a stretch there, and I can switch mics. I got the Kinect system mic in the car, so I'll pull that mic out and put it on the base. We'll go from there. NAWRO, over to you, Phil.
Yeah, hello. So I was just wondering how I'm sounding.
you mentioned that was hot. My digital volume mic level is set to the minimum, so I don't know what else I can do. But is it still sounding hot? I don't know. Who else is in here? Dave, maybe. Keith here.
Sounding good to me, but I'm in a noisy room.
It sounded pretty good to me. It sounded like there was a little bit of loss going on, but maybe it's on my side. You got into the repeater just fine, and there was zero loss.
All right. Yeah, because I think Tom mentioned before that was hot. It's talk softer, I guess. It's, I'm at level one out of, like, eight, so can't go any lower. But, all right. You were mentioning the Kinect systems. Which one do you have? Do you have the 800? Is it the D or the Plus? I think it was you, Tom.
Yeah, Phil, it's Tim in Richmond, NAWRO. I've got two of the 800 Plus Ds, one in the mobile and one for the base, which apparently is having some troubles. And I'm talking on the CS7000 M17 HT right now. Over to you.
Okay. I'm seriously looking at the 800D Plus. It's supposed to have some new features, some expanded features coming up. And I wonder what kind of problem you're having with it. I know you only hold like 65,000 DMR contacts when there's over 300,000 out there now. Supposedly you're going to be adding from, you know, be able to make from the microphone or whatever. And I'm curious, just your thoughts on in general. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, copy your last. Highly recommend it. Apparently my mic troubles this morning aside. Other than that, I highly recommend it. It's a good FM, or what am I saying? good VHF, UHF, DMR. And so for those three modes, it's fine. Of course, they've been promising P25 for years and others. So as long as you're just going for the three modes, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's not limited to VHF or UHF like Moto is, so that part is good. And you should get the extra one. Spend the extra money for the extra memory. And if there's any improvements coming down the pike, you'll have the memory for it.
Yeah, I've talked to him, Jerry. Yeah, and as far as P25, he's not doing anything. He says if the community out there wants to create something, you know, he's more than willing to work with them, but he's not doing it. But yeah, I like the form factor. I like the remote head with he's using a standard Ethernet cable. I like that the microphone and speaker are all tied together, you know, in there. I like the display. It's limited, but it's a good display. I used to have just the UHF version before, and I liked it. But right now, this is the Anytone 578. I just threw it in the car. I mean, it's nice, but, it's hard to see the display in certain lighting conditions, and it's small. But it's not remote, so I had to run tenant cable and power up to the front, which I wasn't crazy about. So we'll see. I'm probably going to go with that 800, the D Plus, after I see what's in Dayton.
Yes, sir. I purposely got both models for the mobile and for the base with the D Plus. Just for that. And then I also, I don't know if you saw it, but for the base, I went with the Lido mount for their what they call the BFD, and I like that. It's a really big display. The only thing on that display, it makes the speaker smaller, and it sounds tinny. So for the base, I'll probably need a remote speaker just to round it off and make it better. But, yeah, highly recommend Kinect systems. I like them. All right, that's good to know. Yeah, I know. When you talk to them, you talk right to the owner. So, okay, over to who else is in here? Dave, and there was somebody else, I think. But I'll pass that over to Dave. How are you doing today? Maybe not. So is there somebody else in here?
Am I not making it in?
WUO. But no worries. Hello all. Good to hear from you again, Phil. I don't normally talk to you on DMR. Usually it's P25. So, but hope you guys are having a good day. I'll send it over to Tim. And I got nothing. I'm at work right now, and I'm trying to catch up. I got a bunch of quotes that are due tomorrow that I should probably focus on, especially with us leaving early today for a meeting. But I will send it over to Tim. This is KEAWUO.
Heard you in there, Anthony. Apparently at first you weren't, but now you are. So I'm going to jump out, guys, because I got work to do before the meeting at MISD later this afternoon. NAWRO, I will be clear. Go ahead, Anthony, and then send it to Phil.
This is Dave. I just want to make sure I'm in before I say something.
Yep, you're in.
Yeah, what I was trying to say in my other transmission was check out the BT01. It's got like a little Ethernet cord that goes from the 578 to the little unit. I know they advertise it as Bluetooth, but I think it works better on a wired connection. But the other caveat is I don't know how well the controls are when you're mobile. You know, that's what I struggled with, was just like, I worry that I'm going to get in an accident with that thing. So unless if your frequency or one or two frequencies, then it's fine. But it's a hard radio to use mobile.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I had a BT01 once when I had it in the house. I had the radio in the basement, and I had the thing, radio. And it was nice, but the thing I didn't like about it was the fact that you had to keep hitting a button to change between volume and channel. And for some reason, when there was no signal, it kept making popping noises. I ended up having to just run an external speaker back up to my office. It just, you know, you just be...
Oh, that's a bummer. That's him. Has, and I really like that radio. It's just that he decided he wasn't going to add those other modes. I know he advertised it, like he's going to put Fusion in it and P20.
Yeah, that would be, but like you said, apparently it's open source, and if somebody wants to take it on and figure out how to make that work, he's open for it. All right, I'm just blowing the garage here, and back on DMR again here. The other issue is because the repeaters at my house still taking up my main antenna, I don't have another antenna to hook this radio to. So I threw it in the car temporarily. Like I said, I'll probably get the 800 and then move this thing back in the house. But you're right, it is a little weird to operate as mobile. And so I'd rather have something that's simpler. So that's probably where it's going to go. All right, 7-3, over to Tim, and I'm out.
Dave, I'm playing around changing mics on the Kinect system inside, so I'll drop out NAWRO over to Dave. I'm clear.
All right, yeah, sounds good. I think the reason why he's not taking on the P25 is because of patent reasons, and yeah, it's a sticky point. but I didn't know it was open source, so I'm going to look into that. Maybe I can... some hackerooing. Talk to you later. K-F-A-D-A.
N-A-W-R-O, clear.
W-8-C-O-P testing. W-8-C-O-P testing.
W-8-C-O-P, you're getting out loud here.
Well, I appreciate that. I trying out a new antenna and some feed line.
and I am quite a ways from the repeater, probably over 40 miles from the Pinconning machine. I appreciate you come back.
Well, my pleasure. I see you're from Rose City. My grandparents had a cabin in between Rose City and West Branch off Scribner Road. I kind of miss that place.
Yeah, I think.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get all that. It's kind of windy down here, so it might be interfering a little bit. But anyway, have yourself a great day, and we'll catch you later, hopefully again sometime. KE8WOJ.
All right, that's Yagi that I've got up about 20 feet, and I turned it a little bit more to the west, so hopefully I can hear the repeater a little bit better. You're a little bit broken, but not sure if that's on your end or mine.
Yeah, I'm running through a hot spot, so I only have a 10-foot antenna with a GP3 on it. Kind of hiding it, trying to hide it from the HOA down here. Life in the suburbs, you know.
See, be careful shopping at Kroger's.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be hit with any UFOs. I apologize for that. I when they said Jesse was announcing a UFO sighting, I thought, oh, good, they're adding a little humor. So I just had to join in.
No reason for an apology. That was fun. We were all having fun, and it's good to hear that other people were too. So you're more than fine. I just thought it was funny, and I heard you out there, and I had a throat out there. KEAWUO.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, it's hovering over top of the Kroger, and it's got a light beam going down, and oh, there's groceries going up into the spacecraft. Oh, wait, there are donuts. There's a couple dozen donuts and four coffees. And I thought, no, I just say the crash was probably a little shorter.
Yeah, it was funny because you gave your report, and then, like, right at the end, you're like, oh, wait, a UFO just crashed into it. You caught me off guard on that one, cracking up on our side. I think we were all laughing. That was classic.
I really look forward to them SETs. Now I'm a little bummed that we got to wait till fall now for another one. But it sure is good listening to you guys. I used to get all around and be scanning and listening to Wayne and sometimes Washtenaw, some of the other counties, but. Now, you guys are just a whole lot interesting, so I end up spending all my time there with you guys. And I appreciate you letting me join in with you, too. It means a lot. KEAWOJ.
Yeah, we appreciate you playing, because it's actually something that we need as people kind of outside of our organization, because there's a very good chance that when a big event opens that we're not just going to have our members trying to help and volunteering. And so we need to be able to accommodate, everybody. And that was a good test of all of our system and making sure that that it handles everything that we need it to handle. So. That was fun. That was good. And, yeah, we definitely thank you for joining and for playing along and helping us out. So, I don't think you have to wait. I think we're going to do another one. Sounds like August, so you might not have to wait that long, but we'll see. It's all kind of pending still. But yeah, I can't wait for the next one.
Oh, excellent. Me too. And I can't wait to hear how you scored, how you guys placed there. I think last year you were third, I think, in the state kind of thing. So I'm hoping you get first this time. Oh, my goodness. Yep, it is fun. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I'll have to keep listening.
Yeah, for sure. I'll let you know as soon as I hear. And we'll take it from there. But, yeah, I'm hoping we won, too. But, we kind of decided that we would run it, without the impression of, like, you know, trying to win. Like, we just were going to have fun, and we were going to test out our system and test out our guys, and, you know, we weren't so concerned in winning. And I think that's good. You know, I think it's important to focus on the goal more so than the competition. So, I think we did. I think we achieved both. So we'll see. That was, you know, the points are kind of secondary to the drill. So, but yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, you guys worked pretty hard at it. So I personally think you deserve it. And of course, I don't have the kind of system where I can listen to all the counties around the state kind of thing. So I don't know. Maybe there's some that work as hard as you guys, but if there is, I don't know about it. But anyway, great job, great work, and I look forward to the next one. KE8WOJ.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a ton of fun, and I'm in the same boat as you. Just looking forward to the next one, kind of keeping my eyes out for any sort of report on points and all that as well. But I think that was a lot of fun. I think a lot of our members had fun with it too. It was a good test of all the various different things. And I like kind of the way the state set up the system. You know, there was a high emphasis on, you know, any kind of win link messaging to go to the state, which is very realistic. And it's like, you know, now all of our members have those, you know, win link addresses. And so if anything was to happen, you know, they should be able to get their reports to the people that need them. And before the set, I'm not so sure they would have been able to. You know, they might have had to send it to us first, and then we would have to, you know, send it to them, to the state. And now it just kind of goes straight to the state, and the state can digest it. We have learned how to digest it, and you know, it's a lot of good information, you know, that came out of that on our side, you know, like looking at the points and looking at, they wanted us to submit a bunch of field situation reports and plot that on a map. And we found a summary of all the field situation reports that can kind of show you at a glance, like how all of them are looking. So you don't have to open each one, and, you know, it's a lot of good takeaways, you know, from my perspective on the set. So I enjoyed it. I think that was just what we needed, and those are very, very well established or well chosen questions.
Yeah, see, as far as I can tell, that's exactly the point of the SAT there, is that all the bugs get worked out, and when the time comes when you ever really kind of need it, everybody knows what to do and how to do it and where to go. When I first got my license, I got interested in WinLink a little bit and sent a few messages, and that was it. Now I have to learn all over again. Because somebody mentioned sending in photos and all that, so even though I was on virtual deployment kind of things, I looked on Google Maps, and there was always pictures of the stores and the intersections and all that stuff, but I had no idea where to send them either. And I probably would have spent the whole set trying to get WinLink to work. But anyway, you know, it makes a lot of us that are listening feel pretty good that, you know, if something terrible does happen, there's a whole bunch of people out here that have the handle on what to do and how to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Before I forget, I know you were talking to someone else, and I didn't mean to cut him out. So maybe leave a spot for him before you come back. I kind of caught the end of it. I just knew it was you, and I had to jump in and talk about the Kroger event. But yeah, you know, I think it's pretty awesome to have a bunch of people in the county, you know, and in the state, you know, hopefully that, you know, that should have really went to the whole state. And so we should have people all over the state that now know where to send WinLink, you know, reports to, and are capable of doing that. And hopefully, you know, all the different, you know, groups encourage their members to do that. And
you know, it's awesome, you know, to be, you know, in the position where, you know, we request that of our members. But I think what's even more awesome is that our members are willing to do it, you know, because it's, you know, I like WinLink because it's one of the few things that bridges the gap between hams and just regular, you know, Joes out there. Because you can send a WinLink email to, you know, your mom, you know, in another state or, you know, vice versa. And there's no other ham that you can do that with. And if there's some sort of catastrophe in the state, WinLink is one of the only ways that you can, you know, even if you, you know, Peter or something, a hurricane comes through, having the ability to send out an email to your family in another state and let them know that you're safe is, you know, it saves a lot of stress and, you know, people worry about you and they want to know. And so just having that ability in WinLink alone, I think, is important and helpful. And then what we can do with the state, what we can coordinate, what we can, you know, help spread the word or, you know, let the state know there's a 747 in our backyard. You know, it's just a good thing to know, you know. It's a good thing to be able to do to, you know, pass that traffic. I really like the HF side because if something really catastrophic happens here, you know, I can connect to a gateway 300, 400, you know, 1,000 miles away and still get that message out. And there's really no other infrastructure out there that's like that. You know, Starlink's kind of creeping in there, but WinLink's pretty cool. I think it's definitely an awesome.
Yeah, and from what I understand, they still have, I think it's 10 o'clock at night during the week, they have a traffic net, and I can't remember the 76, maybe it's on the 76, the Spirit of 76 repeater, but it's something similar. Guy passes on a message, the guy takes the message, and then it gets passed on ham to ham to ham around the country kind of thing, and you know, sooner or later, it can even get hand-delivered to a house somewhere kind of thing, but yeah, I got to give the hams of the past a lot of credit. They came up with an awful lot of stuff that could be, we just have fun with, but it could be life-changing for people that are in trouble kind of thing, or, you know, disasters that hit. And it just makes me feel good to know that a lot of people out there working at making sure that if that does happen, there is options available. I know Warriors X, I played with Warriors X a lot too, and you can send pictures and different kind of messaging to stuff through Warriors X, but that's different than WinLink, where I think where you can get out to almost anybody's email address.
Gotcha, okay. Interesting. I will have to look into that one. I've heard about it, you know, mentioned a million times over the years, but maybe not a million, but I've heard it mentioned quite a bit. And, you know, maybe it's time to give that a look, too. So it's good to have a few more tools in the drawer, you know, so we're, you know, something to that effect. But very good. Yep. All right. Well, I'm going to get back to work here. I just had to say hi and joke around about the whatchamacallit, the UFOs. But you have a good rest of your day. Hopefully you get out and get to have a cigar on this beautiful day. And hopefully you get to enjoy this nice weather more so than I do here inside the shop. So, all right. Well, you have a good one, Ricky. It was great talking to you. And we'll talk again soon. KE8WUO, after yours.
Okay, John, it's always my pleasure. You have a great day there, and thanks again for all the hard work you guys put into all this stuff. It's appreciated. And I am doing that now. I've been doing that for the last hour and a half, sitting on the porch, enjoying the sunshine and the warm weather and a cigar. So I'm already there. So anyway, have a good one there. Catch you later. KE8WOJ.
NA DBF.
Hey, young man, how are you doing?
N-A-W-R-O mobile. I didn't catch the first part of that, but it might have been a double. Go ahead again.
Dakota, it's Tim, N-A-W-R-O. I'm mobile. Not sure if I have a bad mic or not. How copy?
That one was solid. I think it was just either some packet loss in the very beginning or just no audio, but you're good now.
All right. So are you. Copy your last. We're heading over to MISD for a leadership meeting, but having some trouble with the base connect systems. And I took the mic off the base and put it on the mobile, and I thought maybe it's a bad mic, but hopefully everything's okay. It might have just been that modular connection, you know, the big fat phone connector. I think I was stressing it a little too much.
I think it was me. I jumped in and stepped on you. I think I apologize.
Whatever you did, you fixed it. Like I said, that might have just been a blip, too. I don't even know if that was you.
Just wanted to say hi, Dakota. Thanks for playing this weekend. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Good afternoon. We'll have to sit down or virtually get on the air or something, and I want to pick your brain a little bit. I want to get to know more. I mean, I've been bugging the crap out of Tim, so it's your turn.
Hey, there you H. Dakota, if you get your phone working, that is a big proponent of the phone system, the HOIP.
Do you already have a phone, Dakota?
Yes, I am fully HOIP capable with an extension and a phone provided by Anthony at his generosity. I just need to plug it in. And really, the biggest hesitation at this point is getting to my switch at my desk is a pain. It's like mounted underneath of the desk, and there's already no room at the desk. So that's the only reason I haven't plugged it in at this point.
Have him provision it from the website there, John.
Yeah, there is an option on the website. It's also right there on the account tab where you might have been looking this weekend. But we do provision from the website. And so everybody in the groups that has a HOIP contact will get pushed to your phone. You don't have to. You know, I don't think Tim or Sean is doing it just yet. I think Sean's been kicking it around, but, you know, he's got a pretty established phone, and, you know, it's a little, you know, I'm not sure that he's jumping, you know, to switch that all up and potentially lose what he had. So, it will put like, you know, 15, 20 different contacts on your phone. And then as people join or leave ARPSC, the contacts will, you know, sync to your phone. So that's kind of nice. Anytime you want to get together or, you know, I think we could probably both learn a lot from each other from what I've gathered.
My question is, who's managing that SIP server for those contacts to be accurate?
Well, so it just uses HOIP, you know, we're not on like our own PBX or anything. So it's just the normal HOIP lines. And then on the website, I host basically the provision that would go to your phone, and it basically looks at the roster of all the people in ARPSC. You know, like there's a put in your put in there.
You dropped out in the middle there, but I got the gist of it. Is you manage something? Some sort of provision on the website that's just querying the roster, and if they have a HOIP extension, it pushes it to the phone. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's correct. Exactly. I don't always come in that good at work, and it seems like I might have to figure out how to get this radio EIP connect. I think it's connecting to different repeater than it would normally, and so I'm not sure if I'm coming in correctly or not.
I don't know what kind of radio you have, or you said IP Connect. I'm assuming that's a Moto, but I ended up having to crank the RSSI up on Detroit. I don't know where you're located, but for me, Detroit was overpowering everything where it geographically didn't make any sense. So I have that RSSI threshold for that particular machine at like negative 100. Everything else is negative 108, or no, I'm sorry, Detroit's negative 85. Everything else is negative 100.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think we both have R7s. So yeah, this is Motorola R7. I just gave it to Wally, and he updated the code plug, and it's doing some things it didn't used to do. I'm seeing a channel pool I never used to see before, and so I gotta look at the code plug and figure out what it's doing and make sure I understand it.
Wally is definitely the Moto guy, but if you need me to send you my code plug for reference too, I can send you that. I still don't fully understand what the channel pool is. I think you can just put a bunch of channels in there, and it acts as a pool. Like, you don't have to jump zones, but I could be wrong with that. I have nothing in my, and I actually bumped the priority down all the way to the bottom of the list, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just looked at the last herd, and it looks like it's, I'm connecting to the right repeater. Right now it says MPC Mid Southwest, or SW, I assume it means Southwest. And I was thinking I must be, the MCC makes me think Mount Clemens, but the rest of it, I'm not so sure. Looking at the last herd section, I think I'm getting into the correct repeater, so I don't know. And it seems like my RSSI is a little bit better, but I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But the provisioning, like you said, it does just come from the roster. And try to make it as self-serve as possible so that, Tim and me and others don't have to keep going to the website and entering in everybody's data. So, back to you, sir.
I forgot that you were the R7 guy. I could not be happier with that thing. But, yeah, no, that's a good idea to have that semi-automated on the site to not have to worry about it. I will try to make it a point this week to get that thing up and running. I'm assuming it's only going to take me a little bit of time. I've got all the things I need, and I think there's plenty of documentation on this particular device. Anthony, if you're still listening, sorry, let me know. But as someone who's managed several hundred SIP phones for the last however long, and thankfully no longer has to, I think I'll be able to figure it out. But that was another reason I haven't done it yet. It's a little bit of PTSD programming of SIP.
Yeah, Dakota, I have not provisioned that particular model, but that is part of the documentation that they have. That model is a supported phone, and hopefully it will be as easy as the Cisco phone that I'm using.
Anthony, I'm wondering if you dropped out, but I heard you say you did not provision that particular model. What model is it? I'd be curious to know. And we'll send it back to Dakota.
In my head, I can't remember. It is not a Cisco phone. I can't remember what manufacturer it is. Maybe Dakota will remember. But the model is a VX400, maybe. It's like a prick of my tongue what it is. It's not a Verifone. It's not a Cisco. I can't remember. Dakota, you remember what brand it is?
Yeah, it's a Poly, which brings me back to my early days in the field. But, it's a Poly, and I don't recall the model number, but it shouldn't be too hard to program. And what the hell else was I going to say? God, I'm slipping here, guys.
All right. Well, unfortunately, the website probably won't work with for that. Right now, the website only supports two phones, the Cisco 525G2 and a Cisco CP8861 3PC. You'll probably have to just enter the contacts in there. If you're in our Discord, if you type in, I don't know if you're familiar with Discord slash commands, but if you type in / HOIP, there'll be a little prompt that comes up, and you can make it private so that only you see it, but if it goes public, it doesn't matter. But you can get all the HOIP contacts for ARPSC right there in Discord. So let me know if you, Anthony, I know how to do that too. So let either one of us know if you need help with that.
Yep, it's one of the few technical things that I kind of figuring out. And Dakota, if you just want to shortcut it and get one of the two models of phones that John was just talking about, I think the first one, the 525G, is rather inexpensive. It's typically Wi-Fi, and there's a place that John knows, it's like Metro Line or something like that. It's out by my office that has them readily available in refurb condition. I think they're under $100. John may know a little bit more because he pointed me in that direction at one point.
I mean, yeah, I'm not worried about a little bit of work. I mean, there's, 43 members as of this past weekend. I can program that many extensions, but I'm sure not all 43 have HOIP, so it won't be that bad. I remember what I was going to say, too. I have a plethora, probably close to 300, Grandstream D2s that I don't know what we're doing with them, but if I get the green light to dispose of them, they're SIP capable, so I imagine they're like any other SIP phone. I just have to put the correct server and all that in there, and I will be able to dish those out like it's Halloween candy. So I'll probably take one home and make sure that it works before we get to that point. But I think, as far as I know, we have plans to just e-cycle them, and if they're going that route, I'll grab a dozen of them and distribute them.
All right. I just tagged you in the member chat. I ran the HOIP thing so you can see all the extensions. There's like 18 or 20. There's not that many. And then, yeah, if you do get those and you're willing to distribute them, let me know, and I'll make sure that I add that as one of the phones we provision. I do want to add some Yeah links and some other styles so that we can, kind of handle more, but it's a little bit of work getting all these different models to work in there, but it's nice to have. So if you've got a bunch of these, then I could see a real need to just go ahead and go for it and get this thing added to the website as something we could provision from or to.
Gentlemen, just put the 4550 in your car.
I was just thinking about that, so we'll figure that out soon.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, I might text you today because this radio, is dying right now. Well, it's probably a quarter battery or less, and it's not beeping at me yet, but I have no way to charge it. So once it dies, it's dead until I get that charger back from Wally. But and then we were talking about meeting up anyway, so I will, maybe I will schedule. We have a meeting today at the MISD building. I got to probably leave right now. And then after that, I'll text you if I remember, and I'll probably swing by, and we'll take care of both, kind of all three of the things we got going on. So 73's Anthony, have a good one. KEAWUO. And then over to the Dakota, but I'll probably be clear on your final.
Anthony, I'll send you a link to the antenna that I ended up going with for portable events like this past weekend after learning a lesson. And John, it was good catching up with you. We'll have to, like I said, we'll have to set up a meeting or a call or something. And have a little bit deeper dive on some stuff, and I'll keep an eye out on those V2s. If I get, like I said, if I get the green light to e-cycle them, and I don't feel like dealing with selling them, I don't think they're worth selling because I spend more in eBay fees and shipping, but there's enough of them that we could probably standardize ARPSC and make them issued on application acceptance. So, all right, well, enjoy your meeting, and I'm sure we'll talk here soon, 10:08 p.m.
Sounds like a plan to me. All right. 73 is KEAWU.
KMXT, KNEV3.
I heard someone asking from something from any of us three. I got to go, but I can maybe answer your question real quick. Go ahead.
This is KC8MXT. When you were dropping out earlier, when they were noticing you dropping out earlier, I was seeing strange numbers come up on my screen at the same time, and strange voices, digitized, popping in too. The numbers were like 107 and stuff like this, 377, not any of your numbers that of the three people you were talking to. Anyway, I thought it would be, might help figuring out what's happening.
Okay, well, very good. I appreciate that. Yeah, maybe I was doubling with somebody or something screwy going on, but I'll keep an eye out for that, and hopefully the radio is still working correctly, and maybe we just had a little bit of packet lost, and it just didn't know exactly what to do. But I appreciate it. KE8WUO, thanks again.
8MXG, clear.
KE8WUO, KE8WUO, KE8LX.
Was that someone calling KE8WUO?
That's correct, KE8LX. I finally just kind of recorrected my my sleep schedule. But I did a double check on what we were talking about the other day, and I have it marked in our list correctly. It is showing that his coordinates are correct, but for some reason it doesn't pull up on that map correctly.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know if you heard, but I think it kind of caused some a decent amount of confusion and maybe a little bit of sideways movement, but they've found like another 20-some-odd field situation reports that Micah had grabbed from you that you never got, and so we ended up with like twice as many as initially thought, and so I just wanted to make sure you combine those so we can see on one map, because right now Dave can run a map and you can run a map, but I'd sort of like to get them all in one place and take a look at it, but we'll have to watch for that in the future. I did try to warn everyone on it, but I think it's one of those things that until you see it, you know, it might not get caught right away.
Copy that. Yeah, I did see that conversation. Like I said, when right after I got back from dinner, I was so exhausted, pushing on 24 hours, I passed out, and then, yeah.
Yeah, same here, and that caused kind of a lot of confusion. You know, I think in early on, you know, you're checking your email, like, where are all these field situation reports? And it's like, I know I dispatched, you know, a lot already, so they should be there. And why you weren't seeing them was confusing to me, but it's like, well, sometimes the gateway's slow and they'll come, you know, like, have faith, they'll, these people are out there, you know, they're doing it. So, and then we might have, you know, like when it came to HAP, you know, we might have actually turned him around to hit grid squares that we actually already hit, but we didn't realize that we already hit them because Dave had them, and he was under the impression you were getting them too, you know. And so it was a good lesson learned, you know, across the board. So hopefully other counties, you know, learn that lesson as well. But that's one of my biggest complaints about WinLink is, you know, when you download that message, it's not going to go to any of your other devices. Just the first one that gets it. So, sort of a annoying thing, but hey, we got it to work. And we caught it in time. Just in time.
So was he able to find that error and actually input those extra grid squares in there?
Yeah. He went out like right when you were getting back from dinner and able to kind of look at things. He went out to dinner, and it sort of got a little tricky because it's okay, well. You know, I guess we'll wait. And then he said he would check his win link when he got back from dinner. And so we were kind of all on ice. And then right around, you know, 9 or so, he got back to me and, you know, kind of told me that he had some in his email. And we kind of went through them and vetted them and sent them in, so we did add it, so that was a good thing, is we caught it in time before we submitted our score, so it worked out. It's just almost didn't work out, because we almost didn't catch it. The only reason why I think we caught it is I sent a picture of our map to John, AD8OD, and he's like, I don't see mine in there. How come you don't have, you know, Blake Sidermill in there? And how come you don't have these other ones in there? And so it got me thinking, like, well, we must have some somewhere that didn't make it through. And so I asked Dave, I'm like, hey, do you have any field situation reports that Micah might have got? And he did. So it worked out.
Okay, so for future reference, we know that if someone's stationed on Winlink, it can only be that one person. Ironically enough, the reason I said when I called you was because I do have his Blake Sidermill in there. That was the last one I received from him, which I believe was Task 107.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is curious. That's why I kind of want to get all the field situation reports together into one, you know, Winlink account, and then run a new map and see what shows up, and because we don't have to necessarily limit to one Winlink account. We just have to, you know, if field situation reports are coming in POC, you know, we can make a a receive for that, you know, we can make the MICH-50EOC/W, and then all the Winlink reports will go to that, and that way Dave won't be able to steal them from you, and that way Micah can do, MyCon-related communications, and you can do Winlink-related communications, and we've got everything covered. So we just need to do a better job of splitting up the workload between accounts. But yeah, we'll get together and discuss further offline.
KE8 SCR?
SCR, go ahead.
Hey guys, I noticed you're talking Winlink. I just wanted to let you know what St. Clair County does. It might help with your what the situation you ran into. So all of us ops in the field, when we write a field situation report, we have K8SCC as the main recipient, but we also CC any of the net operators, so that way if, say, Riley goes in and just pulls the K8SCC inbox, the net operators still have that field situation report in their personal inbox that they can pull as well. Just a thought as you guys are figuring out how to deal with the issue that you're experiencing.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. A good idea. You know, part of me wants to, like, you know, not give these guys 100 different email addresses, but as we run across these, you know, nuances, it's starting to look like that's exactly what we need to do, is just have more recipients
getting that message, which is probably, you know, for the past. And but it's weird because, it's kind of the whole point of that MICH 50 EOC or, you know, your county EOC is like, these are where, you know, we want all of these reports coming in, but, you know, we also need it in all these other places. And so it's we're going to have to sit down and kind of think about that, potentially just putting our call signs in there, having those added would be very advantageous. We can also forward unchanged, but that gets sloppy and messy and it's harder on the gateways. And so I like your idea. That's something we'll definitely have to look into. And maybe we'll have to kind of sit down and figure out, across the board, no matter what are the actual email addresses we want people to send it to, no matter what, I think it's at a bare minimum of the list we have, but plus some more to alleviate this issue. But thanks for the input.
Yeah, happy to help anyway. I mean, we're neighbors after all, so I can throw out suggestions anywhere I can. And honestly, being out or working it, it didn't really struck me at all. It was really three extra email addresses to throw on there, two of the officers and then the net control station, or the station that was handling the WinLink messages at the EOC. So not a whole lot of added work on the field ops side at all. KE8FCR.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree with that. We had a few extras that we had to send our crews. There was kind of a list of boxes to go to. But either way, I'm gonna up here. Thanks, John, for responding. I just wanted to let you know I did get that Blake's cider mill. I don't know why it's not on the map, but we can discuss the finer errors later. Either way, KE8LAX, I'll be clear on everyone's final.
Alrighty. Well, take care, both of you. Just pulling up to the MISD building here, and I got to go inside for a quick meeting, but 73s for now, KE8WUO.
73s, guys. We'll talk with you later. KE8FCR, I'll be clear.
Anyone out there?
I hear you, Darren, but I got to run inside. I got like a minute.
And talk later then.
What was that? I missed it.
Foxtrot 8.
All right. KE8WUO. I'll be clear.
W6MET from W8COP.
COP, go ahead.
Yeah, W6MET, W8COP. I was just wondering if you could tell me how I'm getting into the system.
W8COP, this is W6MET. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just doing some antenna work here. I'm just wondering if you could tell me how I'm getting into the system. Do I sound okay?
W8COP, this is N8ZC. You sound perfectly normal, I'll say. You're doing just fine into the system. N8ZC.
N8ZC, I appreciate that. Thank you. Not hearing the repeater back. Apparently, I'm getting in better than I can hear it. So, got a little bit more work to do on the antenna. But yeah, it's quite a haul from Rose City. W8COP.
Well, just looking at you on the MI5 dashboard here, And I mean, it could be better, but you sound just fine, and you're above the 120 limit of the RSSI, so I guess you can't complain at that point. Anyway, I'm going in through the Bancroft link down here, but nonetheless, I'll let you go. Happy testing. Enjoy the day. That ain't good, see?
K8PR, test 1, 2, 3, anyone copy? K8PR, here is W8RIT. I hear you loud and clear. Well, maybe not so much loud. I'm not certain if you were speaking softly, but your audio was a little bit quiet, but it was fully legible. I could hear every word. W8RIT.
N8CLH, testing.
K8RUH.
N8CLH. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec, blasting 50 watts in your general direction. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec, testing a different antenna with 5 watts.
F8ETQ.
This is N8CLH. You are making it just fine with that antenna. How do you hear me?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I hear you just fine. It's digital, so it, as long as it works, it works.
All right, thank you. I'm new to be.
This transmission was very, very broken up. You went right into the noise floor.
KC8MXG, testing a hotspot.
KE8RUH from KE8WUO.
Hey, John, KE8RUH.
What you up to? Is now a good time for me to swing by? I'm just leaving the 19 in Fairfield.
Yep, it'll be perfect. I am grabbing my daughter from dance, but she should be out any minute, and I should be home in like 10 minutes. So, yeah, just swing on by. I will be home, and we'll hand off a couple things and get you on your way.
All right, very good. I'm going to stop and get gas and cash. So you got time. Take your time. I'm probably 25, 30 minutes out as it is without the stop. So I'm probably 45 to 50 minutes out.
Or don't want to stop. Get yourself some gas or not, and just grab it. Don't sweat it.
All right. Looks like some weather down by you. I just seen some lightning down there, so don't go standing by any metal poles.
I'll do my best. Yeah, I'm at, like 9.5 right now, and it is just south of me. It's sunny here and probably at my house. It's about to storm.
All righty. Well, I'll see you shortly. KE8WUO.
All right, KE8RUH.
And 8CR8, we're seeing with a different antenna.
KE8RUH to KE8WUO. KE8RUH to KE8WRO. WUO.
N8WRO. You calling, Anthony?
Oh, I'm driving and trying to talk. I'm trying to call John and got all my letters and words mixed up. So John's on his way down to meet up with me, and we got quite the storm going. I was going to tell him to take a beat if he's got something else to do and then come see me.
All right. 14 in Garfield. And I'll just get gas here and let this pass, and then I'll head in.
Sounds good. Yeah, we had a couple minutes of hail or a minute of hail, and now it's just blowing and storming. It should be by shortly.
Okay. My DMR battery is very, very low, so I probably won't be on this too much longer. But I will have analog and P25. So, and I have my cell phone, so I guess I have microwave too. KE8WUO.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
Hey, PPD. I heard Wayne County was active on their EO frequency, EOC frequency.
Yeah, I should probably get those programmed into a radio, huh? Since I'm in Wayne County. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine if it activated. It was a pretty gnarly storm that's blowing through right now.
All right. I think we should probably leave the frequency just to keep Sky One open if anyone needs it. I think that's what that person was alluding to. Clearing the frequency, KEAWUO.
Likewise, KEARUH.
I'm going to switch over to 147.2WAPD.
EDB1. EDB1, Justin. Kilo Fox, Charlie Echo. KSAVTQ, you're barely making the system. EDB1.
And 8CLH testing.